Well, boys and girls, I've had a bit of a varied start since I've come to Lisburn. I've been here 1 week, away the next week, here 1 week, and I'm back this week. So much so that a man said to me last night, you know, Lisburn really need a full-time pastor. Well, I understood exactly what he was saying, but I'm back again this morning, and I thought now that I am, that I would maybe do a wee series with you on Sunday mornings for a while, and I thought I would take you through the alphabet. Now, you say to me, but hold on a moment, Pastor. I go to school every day, and I've learned the alphabet, and I know it back to front. In fact, I could get up this morning, and I could recite it from the back to the front. Well, I couldn't, so if you can do that, that's far better than I can do. But what I thought I would do, I would start off and take a letter of the alphabet each Sunday morning with you, and then I would take you to a Bible verse that would start with that particular letter and try to teach you something about that verse and also something about ourselves. Well, I was told when I was very young that the best place to start is always to start at the beginning, and therefore the first letter today is the letter A. It might be A depending on what part of the country you come from, but in Cookstown it was always called A. And I want to take you today to a verse in Romans 3:23, which simply says this: all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So it's not just a good place to start at the beginning and to start with the letter A, but to go right back to the root of the problem. And the Bible says in Romans 3:23, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Now that takes us to the reality of our sin. And boys and girls and grown-ups, sin is a very serious thing. The Bible tells us that God is so high and holy that God cannot and he will not tolerate sin in our lives. And as far as sin is concerned, sin separates us from God. And it not only separates us from God, but sin controls the way that you and I live. I don't know if you've ever played bowls. Normally you play that when you're a wee bit older, but a lot of people play it now. And I remember going with my father many years ago to play bowls. And it was indoor. And I remember my father getting the bowl, and he explained it to me, and he got my hand wrapped round it, and he said to me, now this side here does such and such a thing, and when you bowl it, make sure that you do it this way so that it will turn and come right in. He was talking about a bias. I didn't know what he was talking about. But he gave me the bowl, and so I took the bowl, and I started off, and I looked down, and I thought this was quite simple. All you had to do was really give it a bit of a fling, and then she'd find her way somehow home to the other bowls. Well, I let go of it, and she disappeared off the mat and across the floor and over another mat and knocked their bowls out of the road and kept going. And then my father very apologetically went over and lifted it and put the things back and came back, and having warmed my ear, he told me about the bias all over again. And he explained to me how that this bias had to be in the right place, because naturally it would keep going wherever you sent it. And you see, sins like that, you and I have a natural bias towards sin. It doesn't only separate us from God, it controls the way we live. And the problem is that one day, unless it's dealt with, it's going to condemn us for all of eternity. Very simply, if we die in our sin, we're going to be lost forever. But the good news of the Bible is this: that not only do we know about the seriousness of sin, we know about the Savior of sinners. Because the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, came into the world to seek and to save that which was lost. Boys and girls, one day, the Lord Jesus Christ, who had grew up amongst men and who had lived a perfect life, one day the Lord Jesus Christ was taken at the hands of cruel men, and he was taken up Golgotha's hillside. And there he was nailed to an old rugged cross. It wasn't for his own sin, because the Lord Jesus Christ knew no sin. He did no sin. In fact, the Bible says he was holy, harmless, undefiled, and separate from sinners. But on that cross, the Lord Jesus Christ took your sin, and he took my sin, and he bore it all away in his own body on that tree. In other words, the Lord Jesus Christ did for us something that we could never ever do for ourselves. Through his death, our sins in their entirety, that means all of them, they've all been dealt with once and for all and forever. And it means today that if you and I come accepting the fact that we are sinners in God's sight, that our sin separates us from him, and that it controls the way we live, and one day is going to condemn us to a lost eternity, if we come with all our sin and come to the Lord Jesus Christ and trust him as our Savior, then he'll take all our sins away. God says that he will take them and he'll cast them into the sea of his forgetfulness. They'll be remembered against us no more, forever. Isn't that a wonderful thing? You see, my father was able to go over and lift that bowl and put the other bowls and all the other mats sort of back in place, and it did all right. It did all right. The people excused me and got on with it. But as far as sin is concerned, you and I can't just move things about and hope that it'll do all right as far as God's concerned. Sin needs to be dealt with. That's why Jesus Christ came into the world. That's why he died on the cross. That's why today he invites you and me to come and to trust him as our Savior. Sin is a serious thing, but there's hope for every one of us because of what Christ has done for us on the cross. And whether you're 5 or 50, sin's still a problem. Needs to be dealt with. Christ has died in your place and paid your debt in full, and today he wants to be your Savior too. Would you trust him today? Think about it and go home pondering sin and its awful consequences. For all have sinned, all of us, and come short of the glory of God.